Hi, my name is Seema. I'm a baby and toddler sleep consultant and also a therapist as well, regulated by the BACP. I'm a mum of three girls. I've got a 9-year-old, 7-year-old and a 4-year-old. I live up in Essex and I've been working with families for about 17 to 18 years now. And today I've come on to talk about school holidays. Oh my goodness. I couldn't help laughing when I was thinking about, you know, talking about this topic, and really sometimes it makes me want to actually cry. So on a serious note, I get a lot of anxiety around the holidays, and I've got a love-hate relationship with it, and I really struggle because, you know, if you've heard my other podcast, you'll know that I home educated during COVID for 2 whole years, you know, and I know other people did. I'm not sure if it was for that long, but we isolated, you know, for that whole time. And we've got vulnerable adults in the household, so we shielded for 2 years. And, you know, I think that's where maybe it was a starting point for me, where I felt like I wasn't coping, having the kids at home and planning activities, keeping them engaged, looking after my own mental health, thinking about my anxiety levels and, you know, what it feels like for me to put self-care into place. But when the holidays come, I'm not able to put that self-care in place. So I shared on one of my podcasts a couple of days ago that I had this big transition a couple of months ago, where one weekend I started to feel that I was changing internally. I had this internal shift, and it was very apparent where I felt that I was separate from the kids, and I'm not just a mum, I'm a woman, I'm a person, I've had a life before kids, and now I would like to do something for myself. I've been doing a lot of mindset work, and I'm working with a business coach as well. And I'm also working with, you know, a therapist around my own emotions and, you know, the struggles that I have as a mum and my anxiety levels and my mental health and, you know, the family's self-care as well. So I always struggle with the holidays because I feel like everything's about to go out the window and it's going to be really manic and hectic and chaotic. And it is a really difficult time in the sense that, first of all, I know it costs a lot. So there's the financial cost as well. Then there's the time, you know, putting into being off with the kids and entertaining the kids and making sure that they feel like they've had some rest or they've done some activities and, you know, been out and about. And it doesn't matter if you're exhausted, you know, you still have to be present with them, whether you take them out somewhere or not, or whether you're at home with them. I know that we prefer to go out, and a lot of parents that I work with, you know, none of my parents stay at home. And it's one of the first things that we get asked, or I get asked when, you know, sleep training, do I have to be stuck indoors? I've got older children, or, you know, we want to be going outdoors and doing classes and activities and visiting places. And I always say to people, nobody stayed indoors, you know, nobody stays indoors now. It was only during COVID people actually stayed indoors. So, you know, we're quite outdoorsy people, but I do find it quite hard balancing because the baby, I know she's 4 years old now, but I'll always call her the baby. She, you know, she still needs the buggy. And so when I think about planning trips up to London, you know, to go out and about and make sure that the older kids' needs are looked after and that they've had a good holiday, you know, I can't even imagine. And I know there must be parents out there that feel the same way, getting onto a train with three young children with a buggy and trying to navigate our way around London, and figure out if there's a way to, you know, take the buggy up in the lift. And, you know, if when we get to the other side, there's going to be a lift, you know, it's just, it's a lot. It's a lot to kind of cope with. And I feel like I've had mental blocks there, when planning the holidays, they have become easier. So since we home educated, and then after the end of the 2 years of doing that, I made a massive decision. I loved home education, but I made a massive decision to put the kids in school, and they were also feeling quite sad and isolated. Not surprising, really. So they went off to school. So they've been in school for a few years now, and the holidays, they are getting easier. And what I find, just some practical tools is, Google spreadsheet. I use Trello to literally organize our entire life. People are always sort of looking at what platform or what app they can use and what is out there for busy mums and things like that. So I always say to people, I use Google, I use Google Calendar, I use Trello. Those are the main two things, and Notion as well. So I've recently discovered Notion, which is fantastic for planning. So what I find for me, having a business that I run myself, I can choose my working hours and I plan some time off. And I do also work in between as well, because I prefer to work. And mentally, I think, having such a long time off work, I find I struggle mentally because I'm a bit up in the air with my emotions in terms of, my lack of routine. So I like to have structure. I like to have routine. Routine goes, well for me. It gives me clarity. It gives me concentration. It gives me focus. It gives me motivation. It makes me feel grounded. So for me, when it's the school holidays, that routine goes up in the air and everything's sort of out the window. And I think that's where probably my anxiety increases a bit as well. So I've had to do a lot of work, on my mindset and on my emotions, preparing for the school holidays. I mean, when it's half term like February and October, it's not too bad because everybody just sits at home and maybe the kids will go out once, locally to the library or somewhere low key. We won't plan much, really, because they almost need to rest. My kids do quite a lot, so they do swimming, karate, and dance in the weekday. So they get really exhausted. They come home by Thursday, Friday, the legs are hurting, but they don't want to give up their after school clubs either. So the holidays, I think the shorter holidays are okay because we just wind down and relax. With the Easter holidays, we do plan a little bit more, but some of the things that I find that might be useful to you, like I said already, using Google Calendar, everything's color coded. We've got a calendar on the fridge. My 9-year-old started to use that now, and then also Trello and Notion. Apart from just those apps, what I find is that acceptance. And what I mean by acceptance is to embrace and actually think, right, there's nothing I can do about it. The school is shut. We need to just get on with it. I need to accept that these are the times that they are on holiday. And I've shared about this before in one of my other podcasts about going back to work and running a business and being a busy mum, having boundaries in place and, a physical boundary, not a physical boundary, but more of a boundary that's like non-negotiable. This is my time with my children today, and I'm not even going to attempt to work. Whereas previously, I think I used to mix the two and it used to be really stressful. Like I'd be on my phone messaging people and then the kids will be sort of around and I'd think this doesn't feel good for me. It feels confusing and I feel like I'm in both worlds and I could feel anxiety and stress coming up. So dedicating time to one thing, so that time is with the kids and then that time is for work. And the other thing that I found helpful is being more vocal and actually sharing with the household. These are the days that I'm going to be working. These are the days you're going to be with dad. These are the days you're going to be in an after school club or a holiday camp. And these are the days that we're going to be going out. And when I'm vocal and when I'm assertive, and in my mind, that is non-negotiable unless there's illness, people are a lot more, I say people, like the family, they know where they stand. So there's less room to be able to, whine or complain about it, or, mummy, why are you working? And we've had conversations recently with the older two that, look, mummy needs to work. These are the times that I'm working, and these are the times that we're going to be spending together, and this is all the fun things that we're going to be doing. So, you know, I find being clear myself first. So looking at my diary at the beginning of the year, I get the school calendar out. I know all of the holidays in my Google calendar, colour code it all, and then make a list. You know, I've got a list anyway of all of the activities. You know, our list is really long and I've had that resource since we were home educating. Look down the list and look at, you know, what's affordable, what we would like to do, what we've already done, and plan in advance. So I might be planning a month in advance and I do it in bite-sized chunks. So it doesn't become overwhelming, and then we're just sat here at home in the holidays with the kids fighting with each other, making loads of noise, me getting really stressed, me trying to work. So I've nipped that in the bud by doing the planning and by doing it in, you know, slowly and doing it in advance. So those are other things that also are helpful. And I always find that it's good to keep a balance where we get rest, they get rest, and then we do big activities. So I've kind of found a rhythm with the holidays now, you know, after doing it for a few years now. So I'll give them a day or two when the holidays start to unwind at home. Then we do a big activity, so it's out of their system. And then I might work the next day, depending on how much I've got on, give them that one day rest while I'm working and they're looked after by other family members, and then put them into a holiday camp, and then it will just be like a rolling rhythm throughout the holidays. And I find that that also helps as well. So the love-hate relationship, I guess it kind of comes from the hate. I've probably just shared all the hate parts of why I struggle and how it affects my routine and my self-care and my mental health. Hopefully people can relate to that. The love side of it is just spending time with them, seeing their faces when they go out on a train to London, not with me, with other family members. And, you know, the baby's at home with me and I can put her around and I can still get a few bits done. But the older kids, where, you know, they're kind of more venturing out and going on, you know, rides and stuff like that and experiencing new things. So seeing that just, you know, it really fills me with joy to see that actually they see there's a big world out there, that there's so many activities, there's so many things that they can enjoy. You know, they're getting into bead making and bracelets and jewelry and all sorts of stuff. They're getting to that stage where they're remembering and holding on to memories, like, oh yeah, we did that a few months ago. Whereas when they're small, I don't think they actually recall some of the activities. And that's why when I have parents come to me that with babies that are really young, with mums that are on maternity, there's a real unspoken pressure to go to a baby class or to go to sensory. And I always say, you know, it's amazing. Go when your child is older. If you cannot go and it's too stressful, don't worry, because they won't remember. They won't sit there and think, oh, my mum never took me to a baby class. You know, so now that the kids are older, it's really nice to see them experience stuff as well. But also we just get to come together as a family. Oh, I love those days. I absolutely love them, where everybody just sits down in the lounge, watches a movie, eats loads of food, you know, just catches up. And I find it's good for me as well to switch off from work, you know, and being busy and being able to just stop. To just stop and sit still and just be with everything that is going around and to connect with the family. So it does have both sides, you know, the holidays. And yeah, it's I just wanted to share the struggle. And I often wondered whether it was just me that got anxious. I would get anxious about a month before the holidays. And even now I can feel myself with the summer holidays. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, 6 weeks off. But one thing that I've learned is that even as a therapist, I need to practice what I preach. So what I'm sharing with you, you know, all the tools and all the things that I have been putting into place, I just need to work harder with them and make a conscious effort that I'm connecting with stuff, that I don't put the planning aside or delay or, you know, procrastinate and think, oh, you know, we'll do it nearer the time, because I'll end up regretting it. So just really keeping on top of the tools and resources that I have. So that's me and my take on our school holidays. I hope you've enjoyed listening. Thank you.